Let's not lay up for ourselves wealth and riches, but rather provide for ourselves bags which don't go old, which don't develop holes where the money can fall out, and barns which fall down and which rust, and all things corrupt. But rather a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief can take it away, and moth eat away. Hey, where your treasure is, your heart will be also. Very simple. What is most important? I want the works that I do in God's kingdom to be the thing that I've laid up with Him. I've written these songs and I don't get any money for them. I do these Bible studies, I don't get any money for them, but it's a treasure laid up in heaven. And the effort I bestow and get no reward for, that reward is laid up in heaven. And my heart is towards those things. And I put my time and my effort and my value on those things above other things and neglecting other things. And the more I do it, the more my heart is that way. And I see that it's true. When we place our treasure there, and when the treasure on earth is taken away, that, yeah, it's true. Where it is, that's where your heart goes. And when you have nothing in the world, suddenly that treasure in heaven shines a little more shiny. Verse 35, let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves likened to men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself, and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good men of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. This goes to my philosophy of life, which is, the kingdom of God is at hand. Whether I die, or whether Christ returns in my generation. Because I know at this moment we are not in the end times. But the end times could come upon us. You know, people have been saying since I was a kid, we're living in the end times. They're liars. They're liars. I mean, the end times may begin and then, oh yeah, we were right. No, you weren't right. Not really. The end times haven't come. And if they begin, then people will say, look it, we told you so. But really, people have been saying that for all times. And it's because that Christ always tells us this readiness idea, and that the apostles themselves fully expected Jesus to return in their time. And the fact that it's lingered so long is the cause of a lot of doubt. It's like, whoa, is he ever coming back? And the unbelievers laugh and they mock, you know, where is the promise of his coming? All things continue as they have from the foundation of the world. But Jesus says, you know, keep your loins girded about. Like Paul said, loins girded about with truth. Having the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the helmet of salvation, you know, all armed and ready, guarding, ready for battle, ready to do war, armed, protecting his house, ready for the kingdom, ready for our Lord to return, with lights burning. You know, we want to have our lights, that's holding forth the word of, you know, that's why we study. Study to show yourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. We have to, you know, the loins, they used to wear those long garments. And you couldn't really run in something like that. And so they would use a belt to sort of gird that up, so that their legs would be free for movement. It means be ready, your loins girt. You know, not with your pants falling down around your knees, but rather, up, tight, ready to move and fight and to be active. And I don't mean in a physical sense, I mean in a spiritual sense, of course. And of course that means having ourselves practiced in the way of Christ's teaching and the ways of righteousness. You know, if we haven't grown up, we want to be like Him. We've got to grow up into Him. And that's what it truly means to have ourselves prepared. You know, watching, ready. It doesn't mean just like, oh, watch the news. You know, watch Bible prophecy. There's a deeper significance of being ready. It has to do with what he said before. You know, we are laying up treasure in heaven. We are preparing ourselves for the kingdom, seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You know, we want to open him immediately. We don't want to have to put our pants on, get our lights ready, and oh, is someone knocking? We are at the door with lights ready, loins girt. Open the door. As soon as the knock comes, bam, we're ready. And then he will come in and say, sit down. I brought you something. This is your reward for faithful service. Eternal life, a kingdom prepared from the foundation of the world. And if he come in the second watch, a little later than you expect. Jesus hints at this idea like, hey, you know, may not be when you expect. But I tell you this, that he intended every generation of believers to think and to act as if the time could be at hand. And that's how we ought to act. We're supposed to believe that the end could come in our generation. So the fact that people have believed that every generation, that Jesus was coming, or in many generations, or at least there were always some people thinking the coming of the Lord was near, that's how we ought to think. We ought to be ready, because even if he does not return to the earth, we will die. And we want to die ready. We don't want to die in our sins. We want to die with our loins girt about and our lights burning and ready to receive the kingdom. So whatever this is, we want to die ready. We want to die prepared for the kingdom. He comes when we don't think necessary. We don't know when he's coming. In fact, he says he's coming in an hour that you don't think. So we always want to be ready. That's why you may use diligence to make your calling and election sure. Diligence indicates speed. When I think about how long it's taken me to come this far, it's terrifying. I think, oh Lord, I'm going to get to use diligence. I got to accelerate this. Verse 41, then Peter said to him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us or even to all? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. That's the thing with Christianity. They stand on the pinnacle of the temple. They think, all I gotta do is this.